It's been an extraordinary couple of weeks for Elisa Montanti from Staten Island.
I actually rescue children from war and natural disasters.
For 15 years, Montanti has run the Global Medical Relief Fund from a makeshift office in her walk-in closet. She begs, pleads, and negotiates with doctors and hospitals to help children who've been burned or lost limbs. Following a 60 Minutes profile, the phone has been ringing off the hook.
They brought the awakening to all these people that have come forth in letters and emails and calls, and just overwhelming. And I am so moved by this. So moved by this. I'm humbled.
Donations have quadrupled.
Donations are coming in, and I'm so, so grateful. But the outpouring of love, it is so inspiring, and my heart is just so touched and so moved by these people from all over the country.
Now, more children will receive new limbs and reconstructive surgery.
I have 5 coming in the next 2 weeks, 4 from Iraq, 1 from Afghanistan. I have a Kosovo child here now, a child from Nepal, and 2 Haitian children that are in the Shriners Hospital that are admitted.
Mending broken lives, one child at a time. It's Elisa Montanti's calling, and her message is spreading.
That's what it's all about, putting a child back together again, giving them their youth, their dignity, and having them stand tall on their own 2 feet.
On Staten Island, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. Just a few weeks ago, Elisa Montanti from Staten Island worked in relative obscurity, running the Global Medical Relief Fund from a makeshift office in her walk-in closet.
Donations have quadrupled. 60 Minutes is the awakening.
Following a 60 Minutes feature?
It was a good tsunami, but it was overwhelming. Our computer crashed.
For 15 years, Montanti has rescued children from around the world who have been injured and maimed in wars and natural disasters. Somehow, she gets doctors, hospitals, and airlines to donate their services. Now, they're volunteering.
Doctors from all over the country. Doctors, hospitals, Michigan, a lot from California.
With the growing support, she plans to rescue more children who need artificial limbs and reconstructive surgery.
You know what? It's energizing when I know that there's something that I can do to help. It really energizes me. My adrenaline just starts to flow when I get a request, when it's a child that I know, in fact, that yes, I could help.
Montanti is grateful to 60 Minutes for helping spread her message.
Restoring their dignity and youth is what it's all about, giving the child back their childhood, putting a child back together again. And I want to say thank you to everyone. God bless them.
On Staten Island, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.